For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, when you woke up today, were you a little stiff? Did you have some back pain, some shoulder pain, neck pain, maybe some neuropathy in your feet? Well, we're going to take care of that today. I brought in my good friend, Dr. Rick Ambrosek. He's with Southern Stem Cell Institute here in Buckhead, and we're going to be talking stem cell therapy. And when I have you on the air, Dr. Ambrosek, the lines light up. They go crazy. People are asking me days and weeks after for your information. So I want to give out the phone number early. If you have questions about stem cell therapy or you want to talk to Dr. Rick Ambrosek, jump on the line now. It's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And I want you to just right now go over a baseline 101 about what stem cell therapy is and who it can help.
Sure. Thanks for having me again, Belinda.
Absolutely.
So stem cells are the best, probably the most basic way to think about what they are is it's our body's natural way of healing itself. And when we were young children, we had millions of these cells. One in every 10,000 cells in our body when we're born is a stem cell. And so if everybody remembers back to when you were really young, 2 or 3 or 4 years old, if you fell down and you cut yourself, it only took you 2 days to heal. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is you had all these stem cells. And what stem cells are, what they do is they're kind of like foremen in a construction company. So they have a blueprint to what your tissue, what damaged tissue should look like and be repaired to look normal. So they recruit things called cytokines, growth factors, other cells to help them heal when there's damage that occurs. So whether that's a cut or a bruise or any type of injury, and then you heal. And unfortunately, as we get older, we lose stem cells. Already by the time we're teenagers, we have one-tenth of the number we have when we were kids. And then that gets smaller and smaller as we get older. And unfortunately, age 30 is when we don't have enough stem cells to keep us young anymore. So that's when the gray hair starts popping up, mm-hmm. the wrinkles.
Yeah.
And then you start getting chronic disease like high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, all these things start creeping up. And for most of us, that's when we start getting arthritis. And so when we get older, 50, 60, 70, it gets worse and worse and worse over time. And then we start having bad knees, bad back, bad neck, bad shoulder, you name it. And unfortunately, if you do get an injury, an acute injury, say you're playing tennis or golf or just walking, you can't heal anymore. You can't heal like when you were a little kid anymore. So stem cells are amazing. And we're just so wonderful. We're blessed to be in an age now where we can use them and help people heal naturally and avoid, you know, sometimes unnecessary surgery and procedures.
Now, where are you getting the stem cells?
Our stem cells come from umbilical cords from healthy moms and babies. So there's different sources. Years ago, the only source that we had was to get stem cells from your own body. And that there were two reservoirs that we use. We use bone marrow and fat in our bodies to inject and to try to treat ourselves with stem cells. But the problem when you use the cells from your own body, there's very few that we can obtain, maybe thousands of them. Whereas when we work with the umbilical cord cells now, we have millions to deal with. And the other problem is the older we get, the cells that we have in our body just slow down. They just don't work like they did when we were young either. Everything gets worse as we age. It sucks. But
so we're just putting in the slower stem cells
Right. And so maybe, you know, some people did well with those procedures, but it was the success rate was anywhere from 25 to nowadays it's maybe up to 50% in some centers. But that's still not a great, you know, healing percentage. But with the Wharton's jelly cells, with the stem cells we use now, we get success rates in the 90 percentile or more. So it's just a huge improvement over what we had before and how we're able to heal people.
People get confused about Wharton's jelly and cord blood. Can you make that distinction?
Yeah, sure. So in an umbilical cord, you have three blood vessels. There's two veins and an artery, and there's blood that's in those blood vessels. But when you, if you use that whole cord, the problem with the blood product is it can cause inflammation, can cause, you know, possible infection and reactions to people. So since I began working with these new cells, we've always used the Wharton's jelly, which is doesn't have any blood product in it at all. And we've had no problems at all with any of that.
Okay. If you want to ask Dr. Ambrosic a question, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. He has some new additions at his office that we're going to get to. But first, we're going to speak with Michael. Michael, you have a question. Welcome to WSB. Michael, are you there? Michael, have we lost you? Okay, we're going to put Michael on hold to see if we can get him back. And so why don't you tell us, Dr. Ambrosic, a couple of the new items that you've added to your office just since I've been there in the last 6 months?
Yeah, it's a real exciting time in my office because I've been traveling this year quite a bit, going to many different medical conferences, working with some other stem cell experts around the world. And in collaborating with them and working with them, and I found some amazing technology that I've brought back to my office here in Atlanta. And we've always had a hyperbaric chamber in our office.
But I love it.
We're getting a brand new one next week, which is about twice as big as the one we had before. It's even more powerful. And so we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And we have a new device that's called a pulse generator. And it uses electromagnetic field energy to help help your body heal. And the way it works is, and this is real amazing technology too. There's hundreds of studies on this. And NASA first discovered this back in the 70s, how electromagnetic field energy works. But basically, our body and our cells are like a battery. And with all this Wi-Fi and even our cell phones emit radiation that's not as harmful for us, it wears our body and our cells down. And what the electromagnetic field energy does is it kind of restores the power from these cells and helps our batteries and our cells basically recharge. And after even just three treatments, we can go from a low charge to a full charge. And it's amazing how it just helps your whole body adjust and align back with the normal electromagnetic field energy of the Earth. It's really amazing technology, really neat stuff. And the other devices we use a lot of low intensity light, LED lighting and special UV lighting to help heal our patients. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a light pod. We're going to be probably, I think we're the only facility in Jordan, Atlanta, that's going to have one, or in the Southeast. But basically it's like a tanning bed, but a healthy tanning bed. Mm-hmm. So you get in there for 15 minutes and you get a certain wavelength of UV light that helps your body actually heal. And so, or the frequency of light. So it's just incredible, all this technology that we can use on top of the regenerative medicine therapies to help people heal.
So are those things that help in conjunction with the stem cell to help the body
exactly
heal faster?
Yeah, it helps people heal even quicker than just using the stem cells alone. And there's great research. The reason I'm so keen on the hyperbaric chambers is there's great research showing that they really help cause stem cells to proliferate. It causes them to work even better. They're more effective, more efficacious. So it's really amazing that we can use these technologies in conjunction with the regenerative medicine therapies to heal people.
I thought the hyperbaric chamber was a great little nap.
I love getting in there too. It's it's probably the only time I get some peace.
Wonderful.
And nobody can bother me too much.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and quickly speak with Trudy. Trudy, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering if the insurance pays for this, because I'm trying to forego a back surgery where I had heard of vertebrae, and I'm to the point of screaming pain today. So I thought, well, just call in and see if insurance will pay for it.
Yeah, great question. And unfortunately, right now, there's not a single insurance company in the world that pays for this treatment. And it's a shame because it really heals people like nothing I've seen. We've had patients come in wheelchairs, walkers, canes, and
well,
after months be fine. Yeah. So, you know, we do financing in-house, and also we work with some companies, so we can help you with the financing to get the treatment done. But unfortunately right now, yeah, there's no one that covers it. There's a lot of politics in our healthcare system. That's part of it.
And, that is awful. And that makes me angry.
Yeah.
Politics involved.
But I know with time, eventually insurance will cover, but it might be 5 or 10 years. So it,
No.
And I know you don't want to wait that long. So give us a call and come see us. Our number's 678-206-2388, or our website's www.ssci.life.
Wait, I just now pulled over. I need you to say that number again.
Sure. 678-206-2388 is our number for our office. And if they don't answer right now, this is because when I left the office to come to the radio station, we were swamped. But but leave a message and we'll definitely get back with you. And check out our website, www.ssci.life, L-I-F-E.
S-S-C-I.
C-I. C-I as in cat.
Okay. C-I. And what was the rest of it?
And it's .life instead of .com. It's .life. They ran out of all the .com names. There's millions of these .com domains now. So, but give us a call or look on our website, and you can fill out a form on our website, too, to get in touch with us. But I really feel we can help you, and we can make it affordable for you, and it'll be life-changing for you if you know, everything.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Miss Trudy. Thanks for the call, sweetheart. It's 18 minutes after 1 o'clock. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Dr. Rick Ambrosek with Southern Stem Cell Institute about Southern Stem Cell treatments. So give us a call. We'll take them right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Today we have in the studio for this hour Dr. Rick Ambrosek, head of the Southern Stem Cell Institute right here in Buckhead. And thanks for joining us and taking an hour out of your day, Dr. Ambrosek.
Oh, my pleasure. I love being on the air with you.
And I thought this is a short segment. Michael, Tom, Stephen, hold on. We're going to get to you right out of the next break. But I've had stem cells, and last fall, because I have lupus, and it manifests itself in joint pain, extreme joint pain, and I was not able to sleep. I was turning on, you know, either side all through the night, waking up numerous times because I could not get a full night's sleep. And Dr. Ambrosek took me in. I had the IV bag of stem cells, and it hit me at the 3-month mark is when I really could tell a difference in my treatment. I was lying on the sofa and I didn't notice that, hey, I'm not switching sides as often, and I can lie in one place and not have this excruciating pain. And it was life-changing for me, and people around me were noticing that I had more energy. I could do more. My son actually made the comment, Mom, you're actually cleaning more, and you're cleaning out cabinets and closets. And because I had the energy to do that, and I could get down on the level with the closets and the cabinets and do that. So you joke with me, Dr. Ambrosek, that you didn't know that was a side caveat that you'll be more cleaning in your house if you have stem cells, but it was absolutely a life changer for me.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the last thing when you're hurting, you want to do is clean. You know, I had a problem, plantar fasciitis 4 years ago myself, and I was in pain for almost a year until I got stem cells and finally they cured me. But when you're hurting, it hurts to just go to the restroom, go to the bathroom. Whenever I took a step, it felt like a knife going through my foot, and I was miserable. And pills and
I did the cortisone shots.
Yeah, it was getting worse until the stem cells.
Yeah, I mean, you can't live off cortisone shots forever. They're terrible for your body.
Yeah, they really are.
So if that's what you're doing, you're degrading your quality of life and your body with the cortisone shots, because they're not good for you, and there are massive side effects to those cortisone shots. And what are the side effects to a stem cell therapy?
Really, the worst side effect from I've heard from stem cell therapy is just tiredness. So people say, well, I just feel tired for 3 or 4 days, and the reason for that, I believe, is because when we sleep, when we rest, it's our body's way of healing itself.
Yes.
But otherwise it's the safest, most powerful treatment I've ever seen as a doctor.
Okay, coming up, Michael's going to be next, then Tom, then Stephen. If you want to join us on the line, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'll be back with more of Atlanta Living right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, is your body just kind of breaking down and things are starting to hurt? Or have you had an accident and you've injured yourself in some way or another, and you're having chronic pain, and you've tried everything, and I mean everything, and you're just starting to feel kind of hopeless? Well, today's show should give you a lot of hope. We're speaking with Dr. Rick Ambrosek. He is the owner and started Southern Stem Cell Institute here in Buckhead. And I want you to go to the website to see all the testimonials. And that's www.ssci.life. And the testimonials will win you over if nothing else does, because they are amazing. And I'm one of those testimonials. But watching the people who have, the way they came in first to his office and the way they're leaving his office after a couple of weeks or months is just mind-boggling that this can happen. And I really think, I've said this to you, Dr. Ambrosek, more than once, that I think stem cell therapy is our generation's penicillin. I think it's that dramatic of a change on our health system.
I agree 100%. It's just amazing how we're able to heal people, and it's even safer than antibiotics. Years ago we thought antibiotics were completely good and safe for us, but now we know that they can cause problems with our digestive system, our gut, and they can cause resistance. And even there's a group of antibiotics called fluoroquinolones, including ciprofloxacin and levoquin, that have been shown to cause tears and tendons and mm-hmm. all kinds of crazy right. things you'd never expect. But it's because it's a foreign substance in our body. But stem cells are so natural and so healthy for us. And I've seen nothing but amazing results in patients, and whether they're pro athletes that we treat in our office, celebrities, or people having chronic pain issues, chronic health issues. So unbelievable.
Well, let's get back to the phone lines and help a few of our listeners. We have Michael. Michael, I hope your cell phone's a little better this time, sweetheart. Oh, no. Michael, I thought you were good. Okay, poor Michael. I'm going to put him back on hold. Maybe we can talk to him off the air. Okay, let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. How can we help you, sweetheart?
I was curious about, you say neuropathy, is that, I'm experiencing numbness in the toes, kind of a progressive thing starting in my big toes. I didn't know if I'd be a candidate for stem cell therapy on that.
You definitely are. That sounds like classic neuropathy, and that's how it starts out. You can start having pain, but some people don't have pain. They have numbness, tingling in their feet, and it can happen in the hands as well. And eventually that progresses into burning. Yeah, in all kinds of pins and needles sensations sometimes. It's awful. And
I've had it for years where you were cutting my big toenails, you know, it'd be kind of a weird feeling, like a numb feeling and then I guess it's progressively getting to, the rest of my toes. And I've been checked for diabetes and whatnot, but I just didn't know if this is a hereditary thing or something that could be cured with the stem cells.
The stem cells help every type of neuropathy. So there's lots of different types. You know, diabetic neuropathy is the most common form, but you can get it if you've had chemotherapy for radiation or radiation for cancer. If there's probably hundreds of causes of neuropathy, but a lot of times we don't know as doctors, and we call that idiopathic neuropathy. But no matter what the cause, the stem cells, actually what they do is they restore the blood supply to nerves that are dead, and then the nerves start coming back to life. It's amazing. And And we see this happen over weeks, months, and usually it takes a little longer for some nerves to heal, 6 to 9 months. But, you know, people just do, this is the only treatment I know that works for neuropathy. All these drugs that are prescribed, like gabapentin, Neurontin, Lyrica, Cymbalta, they don't do anything to heal neuropathy. They just mask it. They make you forget that you have neuropathy. But the stem cells actually heal it.
Is that like a one-time, you know, after, of course, it takes the full effect? Is that a one-time treatment? Is that ongoing for life?
It's usually a one-time treatment that'll last you for many years. Now, if you have diabetes and that's what's causing the neuropathy, we definitely want to get the diabetes under good control, and that will help, you know, the neuropathy from progressing. But once those nerves are healed, it's going to take, you know, unless something new happens, or they'll stay healthy for many years.
Well, good. All right. Well, I'll look you up. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, Tom. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I thank you and have a good day. It's 41 minutes after 1 o'clock, 86 degrees. I hope that you got out of the way of those storms last night and didn't have any damage to trees or property. We're going to have some more severe storms later this afternoon. High 94, low 72. That's tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine back with a chance of stray showers. High 90, low 72. So keep it here to WSB so you keep you all up to date on the weather. Back to the phone lines we go to Stephen. Stephen, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Thank you, Belinda. How are you guys?
Thank
you, Dr. Brozak. I have bone to bone in my left knee, and I've had the Suparts treatments. I've had two, and that's it for me, as they said. So I'm wondering, will the stem cells, obviously you've dealt with knees, so will it help me?
It can. It definitely can. We've treated a lot of patients with bone-on-bone arthritis, and you know, what we recommend is, like, when people come to see us, we do a thorough consultation. It takes an hour or more sometimes. We sit down with you, we examine you, we look at, you know, get your history. And then if you have old records, if you have an old MRI or an X-ray, bring those with you and we can look at them. But we treat this all the time and we get amazing results. I've had many people with bone-on-bone arthritis in their knees, both knees, that, you know, we're told they needed knee replacements in both knees, not have to have the surgery.
May I ask another question then?
Of course.
Good. How many treatments do you think, or does it depend on the patient itself, or is it a period of time that things start developing where you won't feel that arthritic pain anymore?
That's a great question. Usually it's just a one-time treatment. So one injection in each knee is usually all it takes to heal you. Now people start feeling better. Yeah. And people start feeling better, usually within, you know, a few weeks to a month or two. Sometimes they feel better even quicker than that, because the first thing the cells do is they attack inflammation. And inflammation causes swelling, redness, soreness. And then the next thing they do over 3 to 9 months is heal tissue. So just kind of like a baby growing inside you, they're healing your knees as that happens over 3 to 9 months. And
sure.
It's amazing.
And is this a longevity where you have to, like, 7 or 8 months later have another shot?
So people get one shot and that should last them for many years, many, many years.
Really?
It doesn't stop the aging process completely, unfortunately, but it'll, you know, heal your knees and make you 5 or 10 years younger in terms of how your knees feel and how they are.
I'm truly trying to avoid the knee surgery. I don't think I want that. In fact, I know I don't want that. But you're informative and very thorough today. Enjoying the show, Belinda.
Thank
Dr.
you.
Rick, thank you so much. This is great. I'll definitely look you up. By the way, on the last part of that dot, it's not .com. Are you saying .life?
Yeah, yeah. All the .com sites have been taking up the domain. So they came up with a .life, and we thought that's perfect because that's what we want to do is help people with their life. So it's www.ssci.life, L-I-F-E, or our phone number is 678-206-2388.
Thank you, Dr. Brozak.
No, thanks for calling. Great questions.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Belinda.
All right, darling. Have a great afternoon. And we will start to squeeze one more in here. Let's see if we can get Sam. Sam, you're on WSB. How are you today, sweetheart?
I'm fine, Belinda. How are you?
Good.
I have a question for Dr. Ambrosic. I think it's already been answered two or three calls ago, but I have a chronic sciatica, and it's all the way down my right leg into my foot, and it's just a numbness. It's not really like a pain. It's just a numbness-like feeling, and it's chronic. It's all day long, 24/7. And I'm wondering if the stem cell, like I said, I think you've already answered it, will help that.
Great question. So this is similar but a little different from neuropathy, but it's we treat this every single day. Sciatica or radiculopathy, that's the other name for it. And it can happen from a disc that's pinching a nerve coming off the spinal cord, or it can come from arthritis that's happening with the bones in the back. But no matter what the cause, the stem cells can help alleviate that. And the first thing they do is help with inflammation. So if you have inflammation that's causing the sciatica, that'll get better real quickly. But typically over a month to 2 months at the most, you'll start seeing some huge change in how you feel, and that'll go away. And then the tissue in the back will start healing and regenerating over several months. So we treat this every single day in our office.
Okay. Well, that's a satisfactory answer to me. I'll definitely give you a call Monday or Tuesday of next week.
Sounds great. Thank you again for calling today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Sam. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. It is 47 minutes after 1 o'clock. I want to remind you that WSB's Clark Howard is leading a very rare midsummer habitat build in Atlanta. Normally, he does this in January. And he needs you to volunteer to help this build. It's a great day with Clark and WSB that will make you feel so good. Get information and volunteer at WSBradio.com. Okay, we're going to take our final break with Dr. Ambrosic and be back with your calls at 404-872-0750. So jump on the line quickly. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to the show. We're going to quickly get into it. We're with Dr. Rick Ambrosic with Southern Stem Cell Institute, taking your calls on stem cell therapy. We're going to be speaking with Gary. Gary, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine, ma'am. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I was just checking. The doctor, my wife has the rheumatoid arthritis. And I was wondering if this is something that might be helpful to her as far as the therapy is concerned.
Yes, it may be for sure. And again, the best way for us to know how much we can help her is for her to come in for a consultation, and they're free. And when she comes in, have her bring her medical records and some list of her medicines, things like that, that we can go over. Because rheumatoid is different from osteoarthritis, so it's a special condition. But we've had some great success with patients with rheumatoid, and every day we treat osteoarthritis. So
she has infusions like every 4 months, every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different medications now that doctors, rheumatologists are prescribing for rheumatoid. So that's why it's kind of important for us to know what she's getting, what she's taking. So have her come in and we can review all that with her and then talk to y'all and see what we can do
okay.
for her.
And where is your offices near? Do you have one near like Gwinnett County?
Unfortunately, the only office right now in Atlanta is in Buckhead. It's on Far Road. It's 240 Far Road. So we're part of what's called the Shops of Buckhead, and it's Far Road and Peachtree intersect, and we're just a little ways down from there. If anybody out there has been to Atlanta Fish Market, the restaurant, we're right across the street from there. That's a good landmark for it. But that's our only location right now. But we work, I work a lot of Saturdays after I'm done on the radio here. I'm going back to see some consults. So, we can even see you on a Saturday, and we're open to all every day during the week. So, see what works for your schedule, and we'd love to see y'all.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call, Gary. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in Dan. Dan, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, thank you for covering this topic. Sure. I've been told by my pain management specialist that I'm too complex of a case for stem cells, and I know a lot of people have gone through what I've had, which is finding you have scoliosis when you're 11, 12, 13 years old. You have a Harrington rod and bone taken out of your hip and fused between your vertebrae and so on. And oftentimes, like me, we have further surgeries to take the rod out and then further fusions. And I just wondered if I may be too complex or if there's a chance.
There's definitely a chance we can help you. We treat a lot of scoliosis, a lot of people that have had multiple surgeries that are seeing pain doctors. So call for a free consultation or go to our website and register for one. And I know we can help you. And we forgot to mention, Belinda, I also have a show on WSB every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. So if y'all want to listen more to about regenerative medicine and what I do in my office, you can tune in at 6:30 a.m. But if that's too early, we also have some old episodes on our website. Again, that's www.ssci.life.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.